In a room, four candles burned slowly. The place was quiet, and it was possible to hear their conversation. The first one said, "I am peace, but men do not sustain me. I think they have nothing else to do but to extinguish me." And little by little, that candle let itself die out. The second candle said, "I am faith, but unfortunately, I'm good for nothing. Men don't care about me, and so it's not worthy to be burning." And just as it finished talking, a breeze blew it out. And sadly, the third candle said, "I am love, and I have no strength to continue burning. Men don't take me into consideration and do not understand how important I am." And just like that, the flame died out. At that very moment, a boy entered the room and saw the three candles extinguished, and frightened by the dimming light, said, "What are you doing? You must continue to shine." "I am afraid of the dark." And a tear rolled down his face. Then the fourth candle, solidaire with the boy's fear, said, "Don't you cry, little boy, for until my flame is burning, we can still light the other candles. I am hope." And with his tearful eyes, the boy took that candle and lighted up the other three. This is what we celebrate today. Hope that becomes reality. Because as we look into our world today, and maybe as we look closer to us, sometimes even to our families or our personal lives, we might find similar situations. Peace is threatened in our world today. Just watch the news and you hear about terrorism, ISIS, North Korea, again, the threat of nuclear weapons and others. We hear also about school shootings, senseless violence. And some will conclude that the flame of peace has been extinguished. Faith is also questioned in today's world. Some fanatics spread terror, saying they are acting in God's name. Many will deny religion and be part of a group that today is known as the nones, or those who do not profess faith in anything. And where is love? when there is division, when we judge people by their skin color, their birth certificate, when we refuse to forgive, we are, in many situations, like that room falling into darkness. And my dear sisters and brothers, I am afraid of the dark. And I believe you are too. And that's why we are here, to get that flame that is still burning and will help us to light the other three. We are here because there is hope, and our hope is not empty. The tomb of Jesus is empty, so we know that our hope will be fulfilled, because it's the hope of those who follow the risen Lord, risen from the death, the one who conquered darkness, bringing us the confidence to go into the world as instruments of light. We can never let hope be extinguished from our hearts. And like that boy, we can be and we must be instruments who with that hope will reignite the fire of peace, faith, and love. May this day and always be a blessed Easter to all of you.